For many years, I lived with a blue jay named Sneakers and, during part of that time, a friendly squirrel I'd raised as a baby when she was orphaned. Sneakers was restricted to the house, but Chucky came and went as she pleased. We could tell when Chucky was nursing babies somewhere because, well, it was obvious, but she never brought her babies to our house, apparently preferring to keep her professional life separate. Anyway, from the time she was a chick, Sneakers was fascinated by my kids' Legos, especially the tiny, round, red or yellow Lego vehicle headlights. If the big Lego drawer in the living room was open, she'd fly into it and pull out, one by one, several of those tiny blocks, tucking them all in her Gueuler pouch, the expandable storage pouch in a blue jay's throat, and she'd fly up to the top of our draperies and tuck each one in a fold of a pleat or push them into spaces between our sofa cushions. She also stuck them in the carpet. When a scrap of paper was available, she'd cover them the way jays cover an acorn they cache on the ground with a leaf. For this very purpose, I set out a small pile of scrap paper on an end table to help me find all the Legos before vacuuming. In nature, a jay's Gueuler pouch holds food items to cache, and Sneakers could do that, too, with peanuts, sunflower seeds, and acorns. We had a living room chair with tufted upholstery with Sneakers around. A peanut or acorn was invariably wedged into each indentation. Chucky the squirrel was not into Legos, but when she came by, she'd search for some of Sneaker's hidden food treats. Some she'd eat right then. Some she carried to new spots to cache. When Sneakers was watching, she'd follow and dig those up to cache somewhere else. It was endlessly fun watching them. At my outside bird feeders, I quickly learned to distinguish my neighborhood blue jays from migrants. The local ones might eat one or two sunflower seeds in the feeder, but then they'd stuff their Gueuler pouch and fly off, mostly using the feeder as a grocery store. Those just passing through had no reason to store food here. They used the feeder as a sit-down restaurant. Lately, I've been watching the Peabody Street Blue Jay family. When they fly in, they peg out in Russ's cherry tree and my Juneberries, sometimes sit in a bird feeder to eat, and sometimes carry off one peanut or a pouch full of sunflower seeds. I love how Blue Jays make provisions for an unknown future, even as they savor today. In addition to those backyard jays, I've been watching someone else carrying off sunflower seeds and peanuts. My son Joe was here from Florida over the 4th and started feeding a couple of chipmunks by hand. One became shockingly tame. I'm calling her Dizzy because her cheeks are so adorably expandable. I visualize her blowing into a tiny trumpet. Dizzy sometimes sits in my lap or on my hand or shoulder, and when she hops into a bucket of sunflower seeds or peanuts on our patio table, she lets me pet her as she stuffs her cheeks. I know she's a female because she even let me pick up her back end to check. When she stuffed her cheeks to capacity, Dizzy grabs a final peanut in her teeth and runs off to her burrow, which seems to be a couple of houses away. It's surprising how much food she's stashed, especially because she's a slender little thing. The word hoard has a negative connotation. Merriam-Webster's definition says it often suggests, quote, a greedy or miserly or otherwise unreasonable manner. Just about everyone who's watched Dizzy stuff her cheeks after they stop laughing seems to use the word greedy or piggish, but I just remind them about how many humans stuffed whole shopping carts with toilet paper just 4 years ago. When we don't know what the future holds, it's better to pack away more of what we may need than less. Chipmunks who live alone after they become independent hide their stashes in various tunnels in their burrows. They don't hibernate, but unless they get dug out by a predator, displaced by a more aggressive rodent, or run out of food, they'll stay snug in that burrow throughout the entire frigid winter. It's hardly unreasonable to spend their summer days gathering and storing food for the long months when that will be their only sustenance. Unlike those humans who hoard billions of dollars more than they could possibly use in a lifetime, the unused seeds a jay, squirrel, or chipmunk hoards often germinate. Thanks to blue jays planting more acorns than they need, oak forests are constantly renewed. Indeed, as glaciers retreated, oaks sprouted more quickly than other trees, thanks to blue jays. My little Dizzy's puffy, peanut-packed cheeks are a sign of hard work, not gluttony or piggishness, and they're adorable to boot. Interacting with her makes me feel rich in a way no billions of dollars ever could. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.